Hi, gang. It's Shannon Moore, a geek mom, and it's been terrific this first day of the STS-135 launch tweetup. My cheeks are in the perpetual ache stage of grinning. I can't stop, and I suspect many of you have the same problem. And I guarantee that's not going away, especially if we launch as I am crossing fingers and toes and everything that we do tomorrow on Friday. It's been terrific meeting so many of you and seeing your expressions and reactions as you see the VAB and see inside of it and to see the countdown clock and to see Atlantis. And it just heightens my appreciation for how lucky we all are to be let, behind the golden curtain to see how our nation to this point has taken man to space and brought them safely back. And I don't mean just man, I'm tired. Man and woman and spider. It makes me profoundly honored and humbled that we're allowed that close to an operational space vehicle that is taking four humans to orbit tomorrow. It's just if that doesn't make you choke up a little bit, I'm not sure what would. And to be in a space geeks just can't do stuff without choking up, I guess. Certainly not this one. Being inside the vehicle assembly building and knowing that the Saturn V rockets, every single one of them rolled out from that same building, blows my mind that I've set foot. All my photos are crap of it because I was just so in awe of the history of the place and how much it's done. So, it's wonderful to be here, and I hope all of you enjoy the experience. And one day I won't, no, I don't think I won't. I think I'll always get choked up when I talk about space, I guess. That's just part of who I am. I love y'all, and we're going for launch. Go for launch, Lennis.